Kevin.
Frazier. Yeah, it's Mr. Frazier's neighborhood now.
Every night on The Insider. Every Tuesday on the TJMS. From our Los Angeles studios, Kevin Frazier. Good morning.
Good morning, Tom. How are you today?
Good.
I got to tell you about this. You know how you go out sometimes and you run into somebody and you might get a little more than you bargained for? Well, the Lakers launched a new channel out here in Los Angeles, Time Warner Sportsnet. And at the party, there was Kamora Lee Simmons. And, you know, here's the thing about Kamora, and I think you know this. Kamora really is one of those people that even in a loud party, she's louder than the party. But I love that
she
about Kamora.
She has no inside voice.
She's from the Lou.
No inside voice. But I love that about Kamora. I mean, I love it. And I look over, and there's Kamora, and she's talking to Ron Artest. Really, Ron Artest
crazy
is drawn to her.
Crazy.
Because, you know, yeah, right. She's drawn to him. I mean, he's drawn to her because, you know, Kamora, she has on heels. She's tall. She's striking. She looks so good. And so I walked over and I was like, Kamora, God, you look good. And I was like, how do you look so good? And she's like, I'm not eating. And I was like, I hear you. But we were talking about her company, JustFab.com. And I don't know if you heard about it. It's online for ladies. It's shoes. It's bags. It's killing it. And I want you to listen to how Kamora just throws in a quick little dig to let me know how JustFab is doing. Listen.
It's doing great. I mean, you know, we're in our second year. I don't ever talk about numbers, but I'm hoping to do at least 250. That's a million.
How's the company doing? It's great. 250 million next year. And she's right. The company's doing fabulous. But, I mean, literally, there was the party noise, and then there was the Kamora noise. And that's what I love about her. She's just one of those people that is just bigger and louder than the party. And by the way, Ron Artest was not drinking, and he had to tell everybody that several times because they thought he was drinking.
Don't blame this on the alcohol.
Please, I just have to say that. All right. Sunday was Family Day here in Santa Monica. Nick Cannon hosting Family Day. And I'm sure by now you might have seen the pictures. Mariah came out. She didn't really want to talk. But it was cool that Nick locked down the whole Santa Monica Pier for everybody to bring their families out, have a good time, kind of get together. And he was talking about the whole American Idol thing with Nicki Minaj. And listen to how he kind of puts it to bed. Listen to this.
It's just an idea that we came up with. We tried to do a family day like once a week, once a month, something special. And I was like, yo, how cool would it be if everybody did that and had a family day and it was a true holiday? So you know, we out here really trying to push real legislation for it to actually come and be a real family day.
But that was Nick talking about family day. But let me tell you what he said about the whole Nicki Mariah thing. He said, it's like when people get tired of hamburger, they'll go back to steak. And the reason he said that was because I think he's tired of it. I think Mariah's tired of it. But I personally think, that it was an American Idol stunt.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. It's got stunt written all over it.
Yeah.
There's no way that they would let anybody, whether it be a camera phone, whether it be a real camera, anything, roll during auditions. And you
do you think Nicki Minaj will last the entire season?
Oh, no question. She'll last the entire season.
Oh, you think so?
But I think she'll be there the entire season, but I think that she is there to just cause
get some ratings.
Fireworks. That's all it's about. It's about ratings. They have to keep up with The Voice. They have to keep up with
Housewives, X-Factor. It looks like.
Yeah, and so they're trying to
keep up with Housewives.
X-Factor, all of that.
It makes no sense, but at the end of the day, I really think that, you know, it was a well-placed stunt and a well-timed stunt to try and get people talking about American Idol and try to get it just back in the mix because they desperately need
now,
to because
they
their
both
ratings
in
are down.
On it?
I believe that they were both in it because remember this, Mariah is dignified, right. But she won't take it. She won't. Right. You're not. Right. No one is going to scream. No one screams on Mariah Carey. Mm. Nobody in
not
the free
even
world.
Nick.
Not even Nick. Nobody. And by the way,
not
happy
even
birthday
the
to Nick. Nobody screams on Mariah Carey. No one in the world. But I got to tell y'all, Kamora did look good. She looked good.
She's
in diamond shape.
All right. Every night on The Insider. Every Tuesday on the TJMS.